Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply lifesavers. Lifesavers. Think of all the professions on the planet that have the task of saving lives. This includes police officers and firefighters and paramedics. It also includes doctors and our military personnel. These are individuals who we rely on to save a physical life. Well, don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that our life is more than just physical? We also have a spiritual life and an emotional life, and God has given you and I the task of becoming lifesavers. Remember, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 11 and 30 that he that winneth souls is wise. Then we discover in James 5 and 20 that he which converts a sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you may not have regarded it. You might not have recognized it, but you are a lifesaver. Lifesavers, my friends and neighbors, meaning that your words and your lifestyle has the power to convert and to change, to heal and deliver. There are a few key elements that we can find on how to become better lifesavers. Is discovered, my friends, in our life acronym. That L reminds us of the importance to lead. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we know that people want to be led. That's why we have navigation systems in our cars and our GPS on our cell phone, because people don't want to have to figure it out on their own. Yes, my friends, and they want a roadmap. They want a guide. And don't you recognize that you and I are the guide to so many people? You're the only Bible, my friends and neighbors, that some people may ever read. Remember, the Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2 and 2 for us to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That just simply says that leaders follow rules. As a leader in Christ, my friends, we've got to follow rules. We don't want to be the one that's rebelling against everything at the office and going against everything that all the leadership says in our churches or our communities. On the contrary, my friends, we want to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Then remember in Psalms 23 and 3, the Bible says that Jesus, God, restores our soul, that he leads us in the path of righteousness for his namesake. That also means, my friends, that leaders trust in God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, are you trusting in him with everything you've got? Are you showing people that you can count on and depend on God? Are they watching your leadership even through times of adversity? Remember, the Bible says in Jeremiah 1 and 7, the Lord rebuked Jeremiah and said, "Don't tell me that you're just a child, for you'll go where I send you, and whatever I command you, that will you speak." That also means that leaders listen to God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, a good leader is going to follow God's instructions. A good leader is going to say what God puts on his heart to say and do the things that God commands him or her to do. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can save lives through our leadership. That I reminds us that we also must imbue. That five-letter word, I-M-B-U-E, is simply the fine art of immersing ourselves in a thing until we master that thing. You see, that when we imbue, that's the art of focusing to perfection. The best lifesavers are those that are focused. Remember, when we think of certain people, we will associate them with certain things. When you think of Bill Gates, you think Microsoft. When you think Mark Zuckerberg, you think Facebook. When you think Henry Ford, you think automobiles. When you think Oprah Winfrey, you think television production. When people hear your name, when they hear your name called out, what comes to their mind? Do they think Christian? Do they think born again? Do they think leader in Christ? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to change what they think by this imbuing process. We discover it in Joshua 1 and 8, where we're encouraged not to allow the book of the law to depart out of our mouths, but to meditate therein day and night. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we discover that if we do that, well, we'll make our way prosperous, and then we'll have good success. We discover it in Psalms 1 2, that we should delight in the law of the Lord, and in this law should we meditate day and night. That's imbuing, my friends. Then discover that in Isaiah 26:3, that God will keep us in perfect peace as long as our mind is stayed on him. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we should saturate ourselves with the word of God. Saturate ourselves, because our minds are going to saturate ourselves with something, either the internet or our cell phones or a TV show or something. We're going to spend time meditating on something, and it might as well be the goodness of God. By so doing, we empower those around us. That elf reminds us that we all need to feed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see, when we were children, our parents fed us. We had a time to eat dinner, and we were even younger. They even put the food in our mouths. But then we became older and had children of our own. And guess what? We have the responsibility to feed them. Now, feeding them saves their physical life, but we also have the responsibility of feeding the flock of God. Every Christian leader, my friends and neighbors, has that opportunity and that responsibility as outlined in Peter 5:2. Remember, we discovered that we were fed with milk and not with meat early on as Christians. Now, we are the feeders, my friends. When was the last time you shared the gospel with someone? When was the last time you helped somebody that was hungering and thirsting after righteousness? Are you the one that's going to make sure, my friends, that those around you are spiritually fed? I challenge you, just change the radio station in your car. Just change the words that come out of your mouth every now and then, and you'll discover that when we replace those things that are negative with those things that are spiritually positive, people around us get fed, not just us alone. That E reminds us of the importance to excel. Yes, my friends, the Christian should be the most excellent person in the room. The Bible says in Proverbs 12:26, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor. And all we need to do in order to do that is recognize that the same energy it takes to be mediocre is the same energy it takes to be excellent. They both take the same amount of energy, one, and they're both a choice. So we have to do our best at everything, every time, never compromise and never quit. We've got to discover, just like the Bible says in Daniel 5:14, that Daniel had excellent wisdom found in him, that God will give us excellent wisdom and excellent spirit, that everything he does is excellent and we're in his image. So we should embrace excellence in all our things as well, at the office and at home, at school and at church. Excellence should define us, and that's how we lead by example. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you, God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.